You shouldn't have told us we were talking.
Right, so the Moore Street Radical Radio Network project has begun. We're in Trader John's at the moment. It's now, what, about 1 o'clock? 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There's been four people here banging ideas around. There was a fifth, he left earlier on. There's a few more people coming down. So, lots of things are coming. People are aware of it. The ideas are brewing. And so we'll pass on here to someone involved, and they'll tell us about what where it's at. Okay. Okay.
I'm just interested in the antenna. You know?
Okay. Well, can you tell us about this antenna? Like what it's doing, or what are the possibilities? What can be done?
Well, we need to get a nice 4 millimeter thick PVC. I think that the total cost of building this antenna is going to be €10. I'm looking at these very technical pieces here, and I can see that the copper wire used from my own personal piercings, I would say that it's about 30 gauge. So the copper wire with the piping, we're looking at maybe €15, which is pretty damn cheap for an antenna.
When this antenna is built, what will it do?
It's going to broadcast.
How, to where, how far out can it reach?
It's going to broadcast around the world to everybody.
Okay.
24 hours a day, hopefully.
Who's going to use it? Who's going to listen to it?
Well, I just hope my antenna's up to it, but I think hopefully everyone's going to listen to it. Okay. Definitely all the local community, all the people here today are already interested, so I'm sure that it's going to be really good.
Okay, and what like, for some people who mightn't really get the whole reason why people would bother spending their time trying to make up a radio, what's it for? Like, why do people choose to try to do something with radio? Like, how effective can it be, or what can it achieve?
So there's a sort of divide between the local and, like, it's the most powerful tool of communication, first tool of communication, like, worldwide, and I think we need to go. It's such an easy, uncomplex thing to do and to broadcast to people, doing a very DIY system is just great.
Okay. And here's someone else who's just coming back dancing. So, what can this project achieve? What's the point of it?
Well, to me personally, the point is that we can, from the streets to the streets, we can speak openly, publicly, honestly, hopefully with the support of a lot of other people, and just create madness.
Which might lead to?
More madness.
good stuff. Okay, so if people want to get involved, what can I do, or how can I get involved with this? At the moment, the way it's working.
Ring you.
Okay, it's back to me. Maybe check out indiemedia.ie, look at the event section, see the on the event section, the Building a Radical Radio Network on Moore Street, which gives a link to the thread, which is about 4 weeks old, which is Building the Radical Radio Network, which is a short compilation of all, or a lot of the audio stuff that's up online at the moment from different people who've been uploading audio stuff. That will also bring you to links to different websites, which are from different groups that are working both on the virtual computer world as well as the local radio world, and use them together to communicate and to get more people involved in this communication process. As well, come down to Moore Street, check out the Moore Street Lending Library, check out the notice board outside.
Check out the vegetables.
Buy some vegetables, eat some vegetables, go up to the gardens, grow some vegetables.
Absolutely.
But check the notice boards. That's where the most recent stuff will be put up, saying where things are at, what's going on. Look at the ground to see if there's any chalkings or maps on the ground. Go down to the far end of the ILEC, where there's going to be printouts from Indymedia stuck up onto the walls talking about this, and trying to actually break the boundaries between the virtual world and the real world so that they become...
So go to Trader John's for a lovely pint.
Lovely pint. Or three. check it all out. Listen to you, Utah Phillips's discussion with Amy Goodman about music, but also about the state of the world, also about why community media is so powerful, why it's so essential, how corporate media and the corporate structures are taking over more and more and more, and how, unfortunately, especially in the activist community, people aren't even aware of it and aren't fully maximising on what's there. And this is really what this project is about. It's trying to point out that there's a tool there that we're not using as much as we should, and if we did start using it more, maybe we would start becoming more effective. We're already being effective, but far more effective. So that's about it from my end, and that's, I don't know, a rough summing up. So last words from the rest of the crew.
You get another one.
Here's another man who's just back. Okay, just doing a radio thing. What's going on, or what are your views about this project at the moment?
I'm really pissed off right now.
Okay, last words.
Keep the fight.
Alan and I were so pissed off, and Barry, get out of the shower.
Okay. All right. So that's it. Goodbye. Okay,